Praise the Lord. Listen, church. Listen. Every prayer that will be effective, I repeat, every prayer that will be effective, and that is why I am going in this little exhortation. Every prayer that will be effective must, I repeat, must go with fasting. Every prayer that will go, that will be successful in any battle you will go. This is how the Lord explained it to me. He used an axe. That was how he showed me. He used an axe that was not sharp to cut down a tree. And they were cutting it. And they were cutting it. It took so long. It took so long. Then he brought another. He took the same axe. Then sharpen it. They came again. He tapped. Within minutes, the tree fell down. And he said, that saw was doing to that tree. He said, that is how what fasting does to your prayer. He said, if you don't fast, and then you are going to confront a problem, you as a believer, he said, you will spend more effort than if you come prepared fasting. Now, why do you have to fast? Fasting is because during fasting, it is a time you deny the flesh so that the spirit can be on top and the flesh can be under. That is also the period, anytime you are fasting, that is a period you take an inward look at yourself. That is the time you begin to ask for confession. You confess your sin for forgiveness. That is the time you begin to remove excesses that hinder your prayers. Because the prayer of a sinner, God does not hear it. So fasting gives you opportunity to say, Father, forgive me. Father, have mercy on me. So that the accuser of the brethren will have nothing to use to resist your prayer. That is how you must approach God when you have a matter to settle in a battlefield of prayer. And that is what this church started with. Every Friday has been our fasting day. Since this ministry started, for about 16 years now, every Friday, we that are old members, myself, Pastor Thomas, concur, what I'm saying, concur, thank you. There is every Friday, wherever I am in the whole world, Friday is my day of consecration. I fast. I call it a covenant day because that is our prayer day in my church. You want me to come and stand here before demons? Some people hate me. Then they look at me like this and they curse me as they talk. Then they sit down there. Because when you expose the bad thing, what they do through messages like this, as I know be prophet, I be preacher. They like prophets, but they hate me. So you think that I will not fast, then I will just come and stand here, they talk, nga, 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 abi. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. That is the truth. So, we are taking a decision today. We are restoring it back. Every Friday, if you are going to attend this program, including those of you watching us, wherever you are, you must fast to at least 3 p.m. So that your coming here will not be in vain. I am telling you this thing. He said, he is a rewarder of them that seek him seriously, diligently. What is the seriousness you have attached to your coming here today? What did you do from morning till now to show that today is a prayer day? What did you do? Nothing. You take up, you come here in this spiritual battle. You did nothing to consecrate yourself. No, that is wrong. Let's change that so that this place will truly be a solution ground. I didn't say you should do dry fasting. Just enough. Wherever you are, you go to your work till 3 o'clock. Don't take anything. For those of you working, you may drink water. But let it be a period where you will take some time before you come here to have some few moments with God, with an empty stomach. They say, Lord, I know my condition should not be like this. I am the cause. I am too carnal. This is my mouth where they take pray. I don't take and kiss man. Will not marry me. Papa, forgive me. I don't go to him again. You say this body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Anyone that destroys this temple, him you will destroy. I don't defy this temple, Tyre. Papa, you didn't see me now. You know what I do. I am too lazy. I don't feel read. I know they study. Anger, they worry me. When the thing comes like that, I go use my, when I talk and finish, I go regret her. Father, I know, say, curses full my head plenty because I the thief. I thief, so anywhere I pass, my body become magnet. Anywhere I pass, something must disappear. I know that is why my condition is like this. Accept who you are. And then face him and tell him, I'm going to your presence today, Lord. Anything that will hinder you hearing me today, Father, take it away from me. He answers such prayers speedily. What you are actually doing it is for your own good. This prayer is between you and you alone and God. Nobody sees you when you are praying. The only time they will know you are connected to God is when you give your testimony. How many people agree that every Friday we should fast? Let me see your hand up. Put down your hand. If you have problem with fasting till just 3, I said 3, you can go beyond that. But don't go lower than 3 p.m. If you say na lie, you know go fast, but you must come here. Let me see your hand up. Anybody near you? Maybe they don't hear me. My own be say, this place, every Friday, now here I did. But this one I'm fasting, I beg, I know day. Can I see your hand up? Eh? You? Who? Stand up. Make a, give a microphone. Tell me why you cannot fast, but you must come here every Friday. She's sincere now. She's sincere. Eh?
Daddy, I cannot fast. Since I was born, I have not fasted for once.
Which church did they go?
Bride.
Since when?
Since 2 years now.
Our 21 days fasting, you know they do them?
I can't.
Why?
I don't know.
It's hunger, B?
Yes, sir.
You are finished. You don't know. Hey, you are finished. Hey. Come outside. I want the whole church to hear me. This coming Friday, if you fast from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m., you didn't eat any food. You didn't drink any water. If you come here in the evening, I will give you 10,000 naira. You agree? Will you try it?
Okay, sir.
No food, no water. If you do it by 6 p.m., once I just come to, just come straight to my office, I will give you 10,000 naira. You agree?
Okay, sir.
Jerry, collect her phone number for me. Go and give me your phone number. Any other person? Any other person? You're looking for 10,000. You're looking for 10,000. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you what one man of God did. When somebody came to his office and told him that, "Pastor, I don't know how to pray. To fast, sir, I cannot fast. As you see me, Pastor, I want you to pray for me so that I can fast and I can pray." The man of God stood up and said, "Kneel down, brother." He laid hand on him and this was his prayer. "Father, in the morning, bring sorrows upon him. In the afternoon, bring problems upon him. In the night, let him not be able to sleep. Father, put sickness that no doctor can cure." But then the man said, The man stood up and said, "Pastor, what are you doing?" He said, "You say you don't know how to pray. I want to train you how you will pray. When you cannot sleep in the night, we wake up in the morning, problem. In the afternoon, problem. You will know how to pray." Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I want to prove to that sister that she can fast. You will hear the testimony on Friday. Praise the Lord. So, if you are inviting anybody to come here, on our program on Friday night, Covenant night, inform the person to fast. Now, church, do we agree that every Friday is our fasting day? If you agree, can I see your hand up? Now, heaven is seeing that hand. Angels around here are seeing that hand. And me, myself, I am seeing that hand. If you refuse to fast and you come here, the Bible calls you a truce breaker. And it will become sin to you. Because the Bible in Matthew chapter 18, I think verse 18, it said, "Very well I say unto you, whatsoever ye shall bind," that is the agree, "on earth shall be bound in heaven." This is agreement. "And whatsoever ye shall lose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." This is agreement. Now that we have agreed that we shall be fasting every Friday for this night vigil, because this vigil is every Friday until Jesus comes. Now that we have agreed, heaven is putting a stamp on it. Heaven is putting a stamp to it. And it will be recorded for all of us. If therefore you refuse to fast and you come here, it will become sin to you. Oh, that is the implication. So if you know you didn't fast, don't come. Stay at home. So that you, instead of coming to be blessed, you come here and take a course and go back. That's why he said, without faith, without revelation, it is impossible to please God. That he who will come to God must first believe that he is God, not a human being. He is God. And this is how he operates. He hates truth breakers. He hates it. This prayer program must be revived again. I am not satisfied. I'm not satisfied with what I'm seeing. I'm not satisfied with what I am seeing. I expect by now better testimonies will be going on here than we see here. By now, we should not have car parking spaces on Friday nights, because the people will be so blessed. There will be too many cars parked outside. There are some prayer points that we pray that we shouldn't be praying. People come here, and after service, they will go and beg for transport to go home. No. So what are we here doing every Friday? That condition must change. Our attitude must change. We must fast. We must fast before we come here. I don't care if only 100 people will come here. And these 100 people all go with 100 testimonies. I will be fulfilled. I will be fulfilled. Be fulfilled. Rather than thousands of people gather and all we are doing is just making empty noise. We close, we go back. Praise the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. I get one customer. Where's that lady that said? There's a lady that says she has never fasted. Where are you? Now the same place you sit down last Friday. Come. What happened? What happened? Did you fast?
Yes, sir, I fasted.
From what time to what time?
6 to 6.
6 to 6. For the first time in her life. Church, clap your hands now. It's a victory. It's a victory. 6 to 6 for the first time. Eh? How were you able to make it? 10,000. Eh?
I fell sick after everything.
You fell sick? From what time did you begin to fall sick?
From the 4 o'clock.
From 4 o'clock. Yes. But you see, you fasted up to 4. Before your body began to tell you. It was that 10,000 your body was after. Didn't want you to get. You will get it, Joe. Thank you very much. Praise the Lord. So you see, fasting doesn't kill anybody. You see, this first time you try it like this, it will do. The greatest enemy you have is your flesh. It's your flesh. Once you can conquer your flesh, you can conquer anything else. Any temptation, any trial that comes, you will conquer it. But if you cannot conquer this, your body, you cannot conquer anything. You see, you thought you will die. But look at you now, you are strong. Eh? Very strong. And you even be feeling healthy. Eh?
After everything, I was not even hungry. I was so happy.
You are so happy. Praise God. So next Friday, make sure, don't go to 6, just 3 o'clock. Next Friday, just go till 3 o'clock. That's all. Clap your hands again now for Jesus. Praise the Lord. Let me tell you something. Let me tell you something. It looks very awkward or funny that I had to offer her 10,000 naira to fast. Let me tell you, she's not the one that I was given. I was going to use it to buttress a fact. That's why I gave it to her. That why she decided, why she could not fast before, it was because she had not found reason to fast. That's what I wanted to prove. Now that there was a 10,000 naira stake, that's what I wanted to prove today to all of you. Now all of you that say you cannot fast is because you have not yet found reason to fast. I've never done dry fasting. If they promise you 1 million naira, no food, no water, if you complete it, come and pick 1 million naira, you will be ready to go even 4 days dry fasting. Because there is something you hope to achieve. So what am I saying? It is because you don't know what to achieve if you fast. The day you know the benefit of fasting, nobody will teach you to fast. Church, it is so much beneficial to fast. The day God opens your eyes and you understand what happens to your spirit man when you fast, you will love to fast. The day God lets you know that the truth, that your problem can be encountered easier if you can do a little sacrifice, that day you will fast. The day you know the benefit of fasting, there are some fasting that kill some germs in your body that antibacteria cannot cure. I'm telling you. There is fastness, fasting for healing. And fasting also demonstrates your seriousness over a matter. Try it. And we come here every Friday to pray. This is not a religious gathering. We are coming here to get result. We're coming here to get result. This year is about ending. Will you still remain the same? That will give you reason to fast. That will give you reason to fast. Any day you sleep, you cannot sleep. Any day you sleep, you cannot sleep. One demon is always tormenting you. And you say you cannot fast. You cannot pray. You cannot do night prayers. No. Praise God. Everyone that got desperate with God received. There is a Psalm 42. Can we screen it? The first two verses. Psalm 42. This is the way the psalmist put it. This is how it goes. He said, as the heart panted after the water brooks, so panted my soul after thee, O God. I read it again. As the heart there is an animal. It's an animal in the bush. As the heart panted after the water brooks, he says, so panted my soul after thee, O God. Verse 2. He said, my soul thirsted for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? That first verse. The heart there is like a beer. The interesting thing about that animal is that God created it in a way that if it's losing blood, for any reason it's losing blood, it's bleeding. Once it gets water and drinks water, the bleeding will stop. So, this is that animal, the heart. A hunter shoots it. Immediately the hunter, shoots it with his gun. Immediately that animal will start to run. Where is he running to? He's looking for water. He is bleeding. Life is going. But he knows if he can locate water and drink that water, that blood will stop. He will live. So, now imagine the type of race that animal will run where he thinks there is water. And the psalmist is saying, it is that same attitude, his desire to meet with God. It's that same desire he has like that animal. I'm telling you that is how desperate you should get concerning your life. That attitude. That race, you don't look back, you don't look front, you don't look, all your attention is, where is water? Where is water? Where is water? That is how your soul is supposed to pant after God. And everyone that will want to go to heaven, that must be your attitude. And everyone that will conquer all these temptations and trials and all the problems the enemy puts all around us, that must be your attitude. And learn to fast and pray. Don't only fast. When you are fasting, create time to pray. In that instead of fasting, in that instead of hunger, when you stand up to pray, the words that come out in that your weak estate because of hunger, those little words that come out in prayer, they are powerful. More powerful than one that is belly full. And they shout, hallelujah! With big belly, belly don't fool. You don't chop. Hamaeba, hamaaku, hama everything. Now I want to pray. I want to pray. No power there. Can't go and cut a tree with an axe that you have not sharpened and expect it. God does not hear your prayer because you shout. There are ingredients for unanswered prayers. Praise the Lord. So all of you that fasted, listen to me very well before you clap, because some people are going to clap. Now listen very well. All of you that fasted today, if you didn't fast, fold your hand like this. Those of you who fasted, clap for yourselves very well. Amen. Some people cannot clap because they were defeated today. Please, praise God. It's not a bondage. I saw one text. One woman sent me a text and was crying. Said that they are newly pregnant and I have fasted. It was about 5 minutes to 10 a.m. She said, please, daddy, my body is shaking. Can I break by 10 o'clock? It was remaining 5 minutes more to 10. So I quickly replied. I said, yes, so break it, oh, break it, I eat. Amen. She tried now, she reached 10 o'clock. Now it's okay, there are certain conditions that certainly you can't fast. You're newly pregnant, the whole of your system is destabilized. We know that. You are heavily pregnant. You will not starve that baby in the womb because that baby needs food. If you don't give her food, it will trouble you. At the same time too, you are a nursing mother. The baby is sucking so much breast, it can cause dizziness if you don't eat to have strength. Or if you have ulcer, certainly you get to a stage where your stomach, the pains will become unbearable. Or for any reason, you have to take some drugs within that period you want to fast. You have to fast. God understands. But I have an advice for those of you who take drugs. I'm telling you, it is very, very practical. Try it. They say you should take that drug 3 times a day. So you took last night. You're supposed to take in the morning, and take in the afternoon, and take in the evening. Look, what are you taking the drug for? It is for healing. If I were you, that period in the morning and in the evening that I have to fast till evening before I take the evening, the morning and the afternoon, I mean, that I have to be on fasting, I will consider that fasting as the drug for that day, for that period, and continue in the evening. And I will fire prayer against that sickness. That becomes the medicine. And then continue. And don't think you have lost anything. Try it. But the lazy people will hold that drug and say, Pastor, you know I'm on drugs. Are you fasting for me? I'm only leading you to have a victorious life. I can't drag you. If I have to drag you, then I won't achieve it. I want you to see reason to fast. The benefits are much, so much. A Christian that fasts regularly, there's a fire around you. You move around and you back it up with a clean Christian life. That is the reason you fast. Your fasting is useless if you are fasting and you are living a dirty life. You are fasting and you are cursing and lying and gossiping. That fasting, you have only starved yourself. The fasting is supposed to check and, you know, tame your body. So that you can, your spirit man can be on top and the flesh can be under. That's the whole purpose. When these witches and wizards, when they jam you for road, they will take another direction. Because there's a fire that is around you. I'm telling you. And even physically, it is good for your health anyway. It's good sometimes to allow the body to rest small from digesting activities. Let it rest small. Too much. And some of those fats too that accumulate. You know, instead of food, they can work on the fat and satisfy themselves. Those enzymes that digest food. When there is nothing to digest, they're expecting food. Food will not come. You know, they will trouble you. The hunger will go. They are reminding you, give me food. We want digest food. So that's when they trouble you. If they trouble you, they still say, you don't give them food. At the time you're supposed to give them, you say, Bill, I say food, no go come. Then they will face the fat for your body. And chop. That is when you see they are calm. They are eating something. They must chop something. So it also helps you for your health. Praise the Lord.